The Afterburn Podcast is a proud supporter of Guns Gear and Memorial Foundation, helping our veterans and their families when they need it most. To learn more, visit gunsgarin.com/rain.
Good news, bad news. All those spam and text calls you've been getting lately? Well, that's a result of your information having been sold by third-party data brokerages, or it's been stolen and sold to nefarious people. Ticketmaster recently had a data breach where 560 million users' information was stolen and sold on the dark web. This included their names, physical addresses, email addresses, credit card information, and much more. Best case scenario, this just ends with more annoying phone calls and text messages. Worst case, it's going to end in fraud and you're really going to be in the hurt locker. That's why I've been using a service called Aurora for over a year now. I've talked about it on the podcast before, but not only do they monitor the dark web and the internet for my information in case it is involved in a breach, they go right to work removing your information from these data brokerages. When I signed up, they identified over 60 that had my information and went right to work removing me from these data brokerages. Now, yep, you could do this yourself, but each one of these data brokerages has its own policies and procedures, and I have no idea how you would even start trying to remove yourself from these services, let alone how much time that would take. But Aurora does that, as well as they offer a whole suite of tools to keep you safe, including a VPN, antivirus, password management, parental controls, and identity theft insurance. You get this all in one app, one place, so it's super simple. And you can do this with a 14-day risk-free trial. Super simple. And if you don't like it, you just cancel anytime. It's not complicated. At a minimum, you can take a look and see what information of yours is out there lurking on the web right now. Use the link down below in the description or go to aurora.com/afterburn and you get 14 days risk-free, cancel anytime, super easy, and take the first step in protecting yourself out there on the interwebs. That's the good news, by the way.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Want to make a podcast? Let me tell you about Spotify's program for podcasters, and it's called Spotify for Podcasters. I've been using it for over a year now. Couldn't be happier from the Switch. You can record wherever you create podcasts, whether it be your phone, computer, and it's easy to upload it and distribute it to everywhere podcasts are heard. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. Best of all, Spotify for Podcasters is completely free. So launch your podcast today. Get started with Spotify for Podcasters. Go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started.
From Showtime and A24,
we love most about Whitney.
Comes a new series unlike any other.
Where do I even start?
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I like how you fight for us.
Nathan Fielder.
Money doesn't really matter when it's about doing the right thing.
And Benny Safdie.
You guys are strong, right? At the end of the day, you're going to survive, right?
Next question.
New episodes of The Curse, streaming now on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
We try not to name drop, but I think we do every episode, but this is a good one.
Welcome to the Bro Chat, where the Afterburn Podcast and the Kodiak Check Podcast merge, bringing you all the answers you didn't ask for, where fighter pilots solve all the world's problems, but forget to write down any of the answers.
Because Rain and I always
get
do
old
the
too fast.
Yeah, we do the intros on all of our podcasts. So, all right, I'll do this intro, and then we're going to talk more Lonesome Dove. Hey, everybody, welcome to the 13th iteration of the Bro Chat.
Whoa, CP.
That's right. We should. If we were better at planning, we would have had some person from Panther lore. But either way, thank you, everybody, for being back. Thank you, all of the Afterburn and the Kodiak Shack listeners. And if you only listen to Bro Chats, thanks for being here, too. Donations are always open, whether it's through through Rain's Patreon and or the Kodiak Shack link in the Kodiak Shack episodes. It's just us three again. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about, whether it's my FSS, PT test, Lonesome Dove, flying fighters. We got a lot going on. So, Rain, Bender, good to see you guys again.
Yeah, it's been a busy week or so, and then here we are right back in. It's like just a drought to full fire hose, and like we were talking about before, we're just planning the next couple one of these, you know. So it'll be good. It's good to see you guys.
Yeah, it's like the highlight of my weeks, you know. Well, yeah. But the bro chats are great. I do
enjoy it, especially from my morning dealing with the United States Air Force Reserves. Was just it's been a true treat the past couple of days with just all the shenanigans with the transition of all these websites. I don't know if you guys have, we mentioned it last time, and for those who don't interact with Air Force IT, one, congratulations. And if you do, I know you're probably trying to pull the pin out of your eye, but this transition, like for those who don't know, you interface via the web through this platform called My FSS, like My Force Support Squadron. I think it's supposed to be like the end all be all of everything. And maybe I'm completely missing the boat here, but I log in, none of my stuff works, like all the applications inside that, with the exception of like one or two, which I don't need. And then I was telling Vader, I'm trying to get some documentation out of there, which doesn't exist. So the old system, you could submit a ticket in there and it was pretty decent. Like they would respond in a day or two. And now when I go to submit a ticket, I'd fill out the whole thing. And then you go to hit submit and it says unable to submit as a member. So like you have no, like, and you can't call anyone. You can't do anything. I have probably wasted 10 hours of my life dealing with this shenanigans.
But which the thing that really solidified that it was a military process was when you told me that it used to work and the new process so is bad. Like, oh yeah, now it's broken. Like the one thing that did work in the process no longer works.
Well, and you know, the thing too is like, I hope it's just the Chinese that are specifically just messing with me. Like I can respect that. And then like a little golf clap because it's so subtle. Yet it is destroying my world and wrecking my timetable. So like, good on you, China, for doing that. But it's not. It's Air Force. It is someone like, oh yeah, like I'll roll this program out. Like if they had like years to develop this program and migrate it, but this system doesn't talk to this system, and this system doesn't talk to this system, and you got to use like you have to use Microsoft Edge and Internet Explorer compatibility mode. You're like, what are we doing? We're working on the next generation air dominance fighter. I tell you that much.
Yeah. You know? Hopefully it doesn't rely on
any of this.
Yeah. Microsoft it's like, Edge. You need Internet Explorer, but that doesn't exist anymore. Well, that's the only thing this works on.
Yeah. The best part, like UTAPS. So generate your orders again, for those who aren't familiar, that website at the bottom says like last updated 2013. And I was flying with a guy who's like, I'm just trying to get my day's process. I was like, oh yeah. It took me forever to figure this out because one, you can build it like in Chrome, but then you got to use Microsoft Edge and Internet Explorer compatibility mode. The best part is when they message like, hey, Internet Explorer is going away. We have no fix for this. It only can be, you're like, oh sweet.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, when you're trying to process it, like you have to like hover over this like one blank spot in this pop-up and you'll just know like when you hover there, then you get another dialog box that'll pop up, but like there's nothing to click and you just have to know this, I don't know, 10 pixel by 10 pixels white piece of pixels inside a million white pixels. That's your Huckleberry. That's where you go.
Yeah. It's a cheat code. That's how you know it's never going to get hacked. Yeah. Because only those who are in it know. It's got to be the civilian job appreciation tour. You know, every time you're like, I know why I left because I haven't dealt with stuff this bad in like months, if not years.
Well, and that's what I was saying. It's like, this is the most I've had to deal with it recently on such a short timetable. And I was even in the force support squadron this morning asking about it. And here's the beauty, right? Like you go sign in. There's no, like, it's a paper sign-in. You don't know when you're going to get called. So someone eventually comes out, and everyone's very polite, right? So I'll give them that. But they're like, so what do you need? I'm like, well, I need this, like, officer selection brief. It's for my promotion. And it was supposed to be emailed to me, but it wasn't. And then the directions say, if you didn't get in your email, then you go to your MPF, military personnel flight, and they can pull it for you. And since I don't live close by, my first step was like I called the Total Force Personnel Center, right? And like, no, we can't do that. You have to go to your MPF. I was like, okay, well, I'll try and find a number for him, which I called a couple numbers and left a couple voicemails. Shocking. I have not been called back. But today I'm doing my PT test. So I go, I'm like, hey, I'm going to go swing in there. Check in. And he's like, what do you need? I'm like, I need this. And trying to explain it. Again, apparently I'm the first person in the history of the world ever to need this one form. Shocking. And she goes, oh, yeah, you need to get that from the Total Force Center. I'm like, why are I talking to them? And there's so many acronyms, even me. I'm like, maybe I messed this one up. So I'm like, I'm pretty sure they said I couldn't do it. And they didn't have access to it. She's like, well, we can't do it, but, you know, I would reach out to them again and see what they can do. And if you can't, reach back out to me. Like, this, it's all just so painful. So I'm like, I'm polite. I leave. I'm like, maybe I am crazy. I'm just going to call that number again. I've learned a few more acronyms. I call and they're like, oh no, we can't do that. We don't have access to AFPOM, something. Da, 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 da. I'm like, your MPF has to do it. I'm like, I was just there and they told me to come to you. And they're like, well, no, sir, you have to go to them. I'm like, I was just there. You know, you're like, I don't even care anymore. It is ridiculous.
Yeah. I wonder if it's like a Mad Lib type thing where they just like roll a die or something. And it just gives like a organization, like you have to speak with the chaplain my orders. Are you sure? Yeah.
I think that's right. Just, I think you just made that up.
Yeah. Nope. It says right here on my Mad Lib book. I don't think I know if I ever leave, I don't think I'll ever go back. Like once I'm not full time anymore, I'll get so used to it that I'm like, yeah, I don't want that. I don't want to experience that anymore.
I did think I was sitting there, you know, pondering again, the PT test that an hour and 15 minutes into it today, we still haven't even done the run yet. And I'm like pondering life decisions and you're like, what? Like if you got out and you were in the IRR, the, you know, don't show up, or if you're just like out, like how painful would it be to have to go back in? I mean, your life would have to be really miserable on the outside. I mean, or you just love pain.
Which I assume, go ahead.
We're just in the wrong career fields because we expect to like do the work when we go to work. But if this is like an advertisement, like join the reserve, if you want to be a personnelist, like you should join the reserves because you don't actually have to do anything, but they'll give you a paycheck. You don't have to answer the phone. You just let it go to voicemail. If someone comes in for help, you're just like, oh, here's the number you can call. You know, it's awesome. So I think, I don't know, we're just doing it wrong. Like, it's don't be valid. A fighter pilot in the reserves. Be a personnelist in the reserves. That's what you want.
Well, there was that story at Luke while we were all there many, many moons ago. But that one instructor pilot is trying to PCS. He's trying to leave, and he's calling finance. And no one's answering. And the phone's just ringing. And he's like, you know what? And he's on his cell phone. He's like, I'm going to drive. Oh, no. He's on his office phone. And he just sets the office phone down. And then he gets up, goes out to his car, drives across base, and then walks into the room. And he sees people sitting at their cubicles. And the phone is still ringing. And he goes and he walks around behind into their office area. And he's like a lieutenant colonel. So he just kind of does whatever he wants. He picks up the phone. And he like hears the dead air of his own office.
His office.
And he hangs up the phone. He's like, that phone has been ringing, you know, for however long. And it was like, gosh. And I mean, I don't know. We said it a bunch. Accountability. And
then,
you know,
he probably got an LOC for making a fuss at the MPF.
That's right.
Need to hear. I've highlighted some of Bender's stories. Like we need to hear like a good Bender story with Bender just going from the top rope. Cause Bender calls out BS and we'll act upon it more so than most, which I thoroughly enjoy, but I also appreciate and respect quite deeply because people just aren't willing to do that these days. Bender is though.
Burns bridges. Yep. It does. Yep. I had a chat with my last OG when he was like, it's time to grow up, Bender. Like you can't just do this all the time. Like why would I grow up? Like, it's miserable. Like even for him, he's an 06. So like your life is miserable. Everything you do is like walking on eggshells. Like tell people what we need to do. Let's go.
Yeah. My story with Hack, I was dealing with a maintenance group a good bit, trying to get one of my guys a meritorious service medal. And maintainers they eat their own. And they weren't going to give my superintendent MSN. One of the hangups he had a failed PT test like 5 years prior. Turns out like he had passed or had excellence in all his PT tests since then, and was doing not only a phenomenal job, but doing a lot of stuff outside the scope of his duty. And so I was like, this dude, like, if someone deserves an MSN, it's him. So I went to bat. It was a long process. And when you're like the demo pilot and the wing commander is always in your office, sometimes you just have the chance to throw things out there, which this was one of them. And yeah, it's like, how's it going? I'm like, well actually, since you asked, sir, I'll just tell you how it's going. And he goes, oh, just send it to me. I'll sign it. And like, for me, I was like, yes. Like, once it came back signed, I thought polite email to the maintenance personnel who were handling this. I was like, hey, no further action required. Cease and desist. It's been signed. But I did call Hack afterwards or send him a text. I was like, you might hear about this in one of your meetings because I think I just kicked the hornet's nest over there. And sure enough, yeah. But I think you have to do that.
Yeah.
Nothing gets done otherwise.
So I found out recently, this is, if only I would have known this while I was PCSing all around the Air Force, I found out recently that the only people who actually get hit on people out processing correctly is like, I don't know, MPF or whoever the people are who like do your final sign out. And he's like, all you do is you do circuitous travel. So you book your own flights and, or you do your own travel and he's like, and you just leave. And when they're like, we're not going to sign you out, we're going to cancel your flights, you just say, okay, cancel them. Even though you've bought them on your own card. So you don't go through TMO. You just leave. And turns out everything gets signed off because, because they're going to get hit on it if it's not done. You're not in trouble. And they're like, oh, watch out, fire and brimstone. It's like,
yeah, their slides turn red. They don't want that. They don't want those red slides.
That's
you
right.
Remember, like, that I don't know if it's still in virtual MPF. Probably not. It's probably another system when you get the out processing checklist. And you're supposed to call those agencies and like they digitally sign it off. Like I always just printed it and then I would just go ahead and initial, especially for stuff I knew was NA. Like I've never checked out a vehicle from Motor Pool. Why would I need to go over there? Like that's a waste of my time. So I'm gonna go ahead and put a NA. And then like the second round, then I had to put a JDW because yeah, they wanted someone's initials there. When I left Shaw, like I no one was at the desk with my out processing checklist that was mostly my initials, and I just left it on a desk and I walked out. So, well, it's called me yet.
Yeah, they didn't track you down.
That's funny. The funny thing was I was TSP, or not TSP, but a TFI, like a Total Force Integration. So I was owned by Shaw, but I never was at Shaw. So they're like, you have to out-process with the library. I'm not going to. I'm not even at that base.
I don't even know where that is.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll take me an hour to find it. All right, yeah. I want to hear a Bender story. It was the security forces at the gate. I've like butchered this story. Remember when they like did that stupid?
Yeah, they had like the triple stop sign or something.
Yeah, like you backed up and you had to stop 100 feet prior and get waved forward as if that was going to stop. You know, someone from ramming the gate. Instead, it just created a mile long, funnel kill chain for anyone who wanted to come. kill 1,000 service members.
Yeah, all lined up. But it was backed up literally over a mile. I'm pretty sure. Like,
yeah, over the bridge
to the exit of the whatever highway is there, and then up the highway another half mile to a mile. It was insane. And they would, you'd stop at like three. I think they had two or three stop signs, but yeah, you just wait there. So he'd like check the ID, let him go. Turn and watch him go past the Humvee with the 50 cal who's like sitting up there like, you're going to shoot that car? Like, really? But they would. They like wait for him to pass. He's like, okay, he's not going to kill us. Then they'd wave the next one forward. It was taking freaking forever. I don't remember all the details, but I remember it'd be fun to have Hack tell the story if he even remembers. But I think I just like bypassed the stop signs. I'm like, well, they're not going to shoot me. Plus, 50 cal's on the other side of the gate. So he's like, sir, you cannot do that, River. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, we're not doing this anymore. And so then I did. I went to, pretty sure, just to Hack. And I was like, hey, like, we had a slight altercation at the gate. Like, it's not a big deal. But we need to, like, this needs to be, like, solved now. And because of the altercation, the security forces went up to the MSG, who went straight to the OG and was like, you're major, whatever. You know, like disrespecting the security forces line.
Yeah.
But then that allows them to have a conversation where Hack's like, this is ridiculous. Like, stop doing this. And then it ends up when people actually look at what's going on, like when commanders do, then as soon as they weigh in, it ends up usually getting fixed. But the problem is there's all the little minions in the whatever, the frozen middle. I don't even know if that's the frozen middle, but there are minions who have control of their little piece of the pie, and it just becomes miserable.
I think I talked to Maestro after that to like gain some insight. And at that point, I'm pretty sure it was known I was on my way out, so I didn't mind really speaking my mind. But he did say, he goes, I think when that was pitched in like the staff meeting, he was like, I don't think that's a good idea. That sounds kind of dumb. But he goes, it was like, I don't want to quash, you know, ideas. And like this one, you know, it could be a pain, but it could work out great. So let's see what it is. Like, all right, I can see some validity. But after about 3 days of that, you're like, nah, this is dumb. Your OPR bullet is now NA that you're trying to achieve and whatever. How about worry about the fence with the, you know, 400 yards of open ground?
Do they not? Do these O6s not use the same gate? Like, are they not? Because they all live on base. Yeah. So they don't experience the punishment. That's the one of my buddies. He's a finance dude. I've talked about him a few times. But he told me because I was like, why is it that all the leadership have a different experience, comm, finance, like CE, they have a different like experience of the organization than the rest of us. And he was like, well, rank, you know, has its benefits. And I was like, why doesn't everybody get the 06 treatment? Like, why don't you treat everyone like they're an 06? And then people will actually be happy to work here rather than just create this fictional world that 06 is like, hey, it's great for me. I don't know what you're talking about. And you're like, yeah, I bet it's great for you. It's just the rest of the people are drowning out here. And they don't even know unless like stuff like this happens. So the moral of the story is push those buttons. Push them. And then every once in a while, stuff will work out better.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to give a shout out now that you said that to... We try not to name drop, but I think we do every episode. But this is a good one. But Stone Temple, who's one of Vader's friends.
Ooh, from B-Course, good dude.
Good dude. Great dude. So he shows up from Misawa in his Prowler. We called it the Prowler.
Oh, that's such a cool van. But
he has that. Yeah, it's a sick little van. So he drives on the wrong side. It's like this 4x4, just old looking. Anyway, they're monsters. It's a cool van. But there's no parking at our...
Delica?
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's like a Toyota Delica or something.
Yeah. Rain, when you do the little video thing, you can put little pictures of it up. In fact, I'll go take a picture of this exact van.
I'm gonna hit the mark.
Hit the mark.
1841. I need to put a van picture.
Yeah. So anyway, there's no parking at all to be had by our squadron. It's obnoxious, and the biggest reason is that there's a huge line of probably 15 handicap parking spots along the side of our building, so we don't get any parking. It's just all handicapped, and then. But that's handicapped parking for, I don't know how it all works, but I think it's for the logistics area that's way behind us. So it's not even close to their building. But anyway, that's where it all is. So those just sit empty, and then we don't get a park anywhere. And we get parking tickets constantly. But he was like, this is dumb. I'm just going to park there, whatever. So we started parking there in the handicap, and then he got a ticket, whatever. So then he printed off a bunch of handicapped parking like things to hang. This might not be a great thing to put out publicly, but... So we print them out, fine. And it has like a little, you know, it has like our squadron logo on it or whatever, and then you could buy them for $10. So now all of the spots are taken by the fighter pilots. We just have these handicapped parking signs in their windshields. Anyway, it's awesome. Like, what are you going to do? Like, who's going to do anything about it? I guess we'll find out.
I'll say, you know, been really dogging on the Air Force, but FedEx, the pilot parking lot in Memphis, they just built this new one. They're building this huge new sort facility, so the old one has to be repurposed for generators to keep everything going. And this parking lot, I mean, it's immaculate. The fence alone, I don't know. I mean, it's a really nice fence, and apparently they just electrified it. I haven't seen that yet. I'll report back tonight with like 7,000 volts. I'm like, I feel like someone's going to bump into that and just die. And like, you're protecting my crappy little airport car. I don't think it's worth it. But neither here nor there. Immaculate parking lot. The first two rows, I went to it the first time like 2 months ago. I mean, it's probably 60 spots, all handicapped parking spots. And you're like, only pilots can park in here. In order to be a pilot, you have to have a class 1 physical. Like, you know, I know there's ADA rules and laws and yada yada. Like, you probably could just like, hey, you know, yeah, it is a parking lot, so we got to have handicap parking spots, but the percentage here just doesn't make sense. We're never going to have these spots. They did.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
I did paint over a bunch of them because they're like, yeah, this is, this is like no one ever who is not a pilot will park in this parking lot. But,
get your BA disability. Just hang back there.
Yeah, I guess so.
I get 5% of the parking spots because I'm 5% disabled. That's the way it goes.
Right.
Speaking of disabilities, how are the athletes at an Air Force PT test today? Did you see just tremendous competitors?
I mean, and much like myself, too. I mean, I'll throw myself in that category. It looked like the CrossFit Games. But, you know, now this is my first test back in quite a while. Perfect timing. Like right when I left Shaw, I was going to take a test, and then two guys died on the track. Jeez. So they suspended testing, and then COVID hit, and then I just landed in the spot. So I didn't realize, okay, there's hand release push-ups. There's push-ups as an option, right? You can do one of those two, sit-ups or a plank, and then the mile and a half run or the shuttle run. And it took forever to get through all the variations and all the combos that people were doing. It was, it was a lot of fun. I did the shuttle run. I don't know if you guys have done the shuttle run.
Yeah.
I've heard it's
chill. I did that the last one. It's pretty, it's pretty miserable for the short time that you do it, but that's the short time that you do it. So
it's like 4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate running like on a track too. Yeah. It's like 7 minutes and it's a quick pace. Naturally, I calculated what I needed to get an excellent. And then once I tripped that threshold, we're going to call this one good.
Well done, yeah.
But I liked it better than having to run around a track, listening to myself, breathing, just thinking about my life choices, you know?
One time a year? Yeah.
Yeah, right? It's like, what am I doing? How many more do I got to do these? Schedule is a pain, but
it's so shocking to me every time that we do that. Like, cause again, we calculate them in to get an excellent or whatever. So that you only have to test once a year, but everybody else that is at the track has calculated them in to like pass. And then half of them don't pass. And we're not talking like you got to move quick to pass a run. Like it's 14 minutes for me or 13 minutes to get an excellent. That's almost, you could almost walk 2 of the 6 laps, you know?
Yeah.
And there are guys who can't do it in 18 freaking minutes. And you're like, get out of here. Yeah.
I did
zero. Like, get them out. Like, don't give them a second try. Like, get out.
It's scary.
No, anybody who's listening.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I did 5 extra push-ups today because I was like, oh, man, I forgot to look at the charts. But I'm like, 56 was the max for, but I'm older now. I only needed to do 51. So I was an overachiever today.
They should
to
let
that
you
threshold.
Bank those. Like, oh, 5 extra of those go to next year. Yeah, you're like, okay.
Yeah, you get to take those off.
Thunder, yeah, perfect.
But there was someone there today that had failed the test 2 times prior to this, and like I had stayed afterwards and I was kind of BSing with the guys who ran the test. I walked out and they were like, "Oh, did you pass?" I'm like, "Yes, you counted for me. I did 20 more push-ups than you did and 20 more sit-ups, and I ran in the little thing longer." So just based on that, I would think you'd be able to figure that out. It's scary. So, it sounds like Freedom. Oh, Vader.
Sorry.
Yeah. Do you live near the airport?
No, they're just loud.
Loud. Yeah. Two engines.
That's right. Those are the Eagles?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they're
pretty
they're
respectable, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's... It depends on the flow standard, you know, but it must be north flow today. But yeah, it's not bad. It's good. You can always tell. Like it sounds like they're in the distance, it's an airliner, and then when it sounds good, you're like, oh yeah, they're staying low. I'm always disappointed when I'll see like a 20 something, like a young person who I'm like, oh, this person's probably gonna just destroy this run. At least destroy my time on the run. And right. I pass them on like the second lap and I'm like, what is happening? Like the old washed up dude who doesn't even have to run as fast as the 20 something gets beat by the 30 something. And you're like, this is a problem. Like we have serious problems.
Yeah.
My last PT test at Shaw. So I was usually doing June, and there was like, you know, 7, 8, 9 a.m. Whatever. I mean, it started getting hot. I remember like the last one I did go out there, and there was this guy who was in early 20s. I think he was an A1C, and he's wearing the pants and a t-shirt. And I'm like, the pants, that's a bold move. Like it's already like 89 degrees and 100% humidity. I was like, this is probably not going to go well. And it turns out it didn't go well. He did like two laps and that was it. And you're like, oh man, this is not a good thing.
Yeah. And they're always, yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't understand. I really don't. Like you just,
but I'm happy to report. I got an excellent, I mean, again, just look at me, the epitome of fitness. So I'll see you again next year. It's going to take me a year to schedule this PT test. So I might as well start.
Yeah. I think this is why the other military branches make fun of the Air Force, you know, like they have a more robust fitness requirement and our people don't even pass. And it's like, well, what do we expect? You know, there's no pull-ups rather. There's like, I think the Army does like 2 minutes of push-ups and sit-ups and like pass is probably just the same relative.
I walked past the Army doing theirs this morning. I forget what they call it. They were doing hand release push-ups, which I guess we can do as well. I don't know the differences, but I saw they had a deadlift bar. I don't know if they like carry that or do something right, but I mean, there's weights involved in this. Hmm. So it's like a practical application.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not my problem to solve.
Yeah. Yes, it is. All the problems are yours to solve.
Yeah. Yeah. I can barely log in as is. So. Yeah.
I got in trouble with my last PT test because my fitness was down. I don't know if I told you guys about this, but so I
what my fitness was down.
My fit, yeah, no. My FSS.
No, so
my fitness it was down. I registered. It went down. They're like, we lost it. So just like manually tell us when you want to test or whatever. So I'm like, okay, I want to do Saturday morning at 7 a.m. They're like, okay, we got it. You're scheduled Saturday morning at 7 a.m. Then my fitness came back online. And so they're like, okay, we put it into MyFitness or whatever. And then I got an email saying, your test has been scheduled for Saturday morning, 8 a.m. So I'm like, oh, they must have changed it. So I called them like, hey, it says 8 a.m. I was going to do 7. Which one is it? And they're like, oh, it's 8 a.m. I'm like, okay, cool. So I go at 8 a.m. on Saturday, and they're like, you missed your test. It was at 7 a.m. I'm like, no, I have, like, on my, I'm like, I pull up my email. I was like, here it says it changed to 8 a.m. Like, nope, that's Pacific time. I'm like, or they're like, that's Central time. I was like, what? And then I like look, I'm like, it doesn't say that on. They're like, no, it's a MyFitness thing. Like MyFitness is all in Central time or whatever. I'm like, I hate you. That. Yeah. And they're like, well, we informed your commander you missed your test or whatever. I'm like, you can inform my commander that I'm going to come behind that desk and rip your eyes out. Like, so mad. So I went to my commander. I'm like, I'm not doing this test. Like whenever I'll go as like long as it takes, but I'm not doing it until like somebody like apologizes for wasting my Saturday morning. Anyway, never got that apology. And 2 months later, I did test, but
weird.
Hey, kick the can down the road.
Yeah. I went 2 months not being able to deploy. So suck it, Air Force. Yeah.
Showed them.
Turns out. So Rain, if you didn't do your test, nothing would happen to you. You know that, right?
No. Yeah. Nothing. Yeah.
Nothing.
I think my fear now is they're going to like see it in the system. Be like, oh my gosh, this guy, he's still alive. And we've forgotten about him. Like, oh, none of these systems like talk to one another. And the frustrating part too is when you talk to someone, like when I transition jobs, again, I mentioned the bank account, like shocker, my bank account hasn't changed. Just keep paying that one. Like, why do I need to fill out all these forms for the same bank account? You have this data, just use that. Right. And none of this stuff translates. So you're like, oh, I need your ARCNET, your readiness report. Like, well, don't you have access to that system that you could just like look it up?
It is your system?
Yeah, it is your system. Like for me, it's a significant emotional event when I have to go log in somehow. Like it's probably going to work 40% of the time. And then now I'm going to get it. And then I'm sure there's personal identifiable information on it, which I won't be able to send an encrypted email to you. And so now you've just created all this extra work for me. to do it. But I joked. I was like, if only there was like a specialty that dealt one, if there was a system of personnel files, and then there was a specialty that dealt with personnel type matters, and they could access these personnel systems to handle these things. Gosh. I'm going to roll today. This has been like the last week and a half of my life just dealing with this stuff that is such a waste of time.
See, you're not used to it. You know?
Yeah, that's true. I've forgotten. And there's Facebook pages. And there are a lot of people who want to do good and like help. And it's usually just, you know, obviously they're sacrificing their time or whatever it is to make something that was wrong a right. Like, patching up. Bender said it way back when in the bro chat, right? Like, it's yours riding on the backs of the people to make things happen, which to a certain extent, like every organization, like you need good people to make the mission happen, right? But everywhere you turn, like it's broken. And so it's like nothing works and it's frustrating. So these Facebook pages, like people want to like help and like figure out like these workarounds. Like, I don't have time to just waste 8 hours on something that really should have taken about 7 minutes with a slow internet connection, you know, to be able to access. And then, you know, now you're wasting other people's time to try and get them to help you, yada, yada, yada. I digress. You're like, I was life pondering. I'm sitting there like, literally the thoughts that came across my mind without you prompting it was, man, how painful would it be to go back in? And then two, I had a moment of gratitude, if you will, trying to find the silver lining, but the people, right? Like, this is a lot of fun. The people I've met and got to, you know, hang out with, become friends with, work with, that's amazing. Flying fast jets is amazing. There's so much outside of that. You're like, why? Why does it have to be so bad? Why can't everything just like work? But I don't know. Obviously, this is something we'll talk about to the end of time, and then we'll stop doing this, and there'll be a whole new batch of guys that'll do the exact same thing. But feels good right now. This is therapy for me. So thanks for listening.
Well, I remember my buddy's dad, before I went to pilot training, he flew fighters in the guard for a long time, and then he hung it up. And he hung it up like earlier than required. You know, he chose to leave. He didn't have to. And I was like, why would you ever give up flying fighters? Like, that's just crazy. I wasn't even in the military yet. And he's like, you know, at some point, it's not worth it anymore. And I was like, you're nuts. And now I'm like, I get it. I totally understand. Like, I now know what I didn't know before.
Well, again, I know there's like young people who listen to this. So like, I don't want to discourage them because it is amazing, right? Like the things you guys are still doing and that we've gotten to do, and like no other 24-year-old will get a strap on, $85 million jet and go sling AMRAMs and drop bombs. Like, you're not going to do that anywhere and have that amount of responsibility and do it with the people of like high caliber that you want to be around. But God, there's somehow they've ruined it.
I've always had this question when people would say this, because I assume most people have heard this saying where it's like mission first, people always.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so which one saying. Though?
Like, yeah, that's like a choice. Well, people always,
yeah, it's like, so yeah, mission first.
People never? Is that what
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I feel people like you said mission first always.
Yeah. Except for mission's not even first either. What is, like, none of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to be.
It's just catchphrase.
Yeah, it's catchy. Someone spent a lot of time sitting in a boardroom over weeks coming up with, like, a new motto.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm going to take command soon. That's probably what the squadron commander course is about. You know, it's like, you got to come up with your thing. So when you show up,
you have to have a good mission statement.
While I was sitting alert, I was defending this great nation, and I watched, you're welcome for my service. Yeah. and I watched Lonesome Dove, and I'd never seen it before.
Gosh.
And I got it sold to me, which I like Westerns. I'm on board. I got it sold to me where it was Augustus MacReady. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I think so.
Captain Augustus MacReady. I think it is, or McRae, something like that. But it was like, he's a fighter pilot. Like that's who he is. He's a fighter pilot, and in like but a cowboy version of a fighter pilot. And I was
is this
like,
it? Is this it? The
that's it. Lonesome Dove. That's him. What's his name again?
Yeah. So either which one way. Is Tommy Lee Jones? Tommy Lee Jones is Captain.
It's Captain Call. Yeah, and right, and he was cool. And these dudes are old Army Rangers, or not Army Rangers, but Texas Rangers. And great movie. Like solid Western.
Yeah, and Diane Lane, that's the girl, yeah. right? Yep, like Diane I only know her Lane. From her like when she was older in movies. I'm like, yeah, whatever, she's kinda old broad. And then yeah. I like watched that, I'm like, dang, she like looked good back in the day.
Yeah, no, she but it's great. And it was a good miniseries, which is like five episodes yeah. or something.
Is that Netflix?
No, it was on like
just buy it, Rain. It's worth just buy it.
It was on Amazon Prime, but I think, but I don't know.
You got some rock stars in here, Danny Glover.
Yeah,
yeah.
Don't spoil that one there, Vader.
Oh yeah.
Well, actually, here's a spoiler. Deets. Everybody dies. That's the spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
Not everybody, but most of them.
Even the kids die in that book. Like, it's just like, geez, this is heavy.
This is rough.
It's like, oh, okay, that guy's going to save that kid from getting murdered. Like, oh, nope. That kid got murdered. Dang.
Like, life is not always a happy ending, right?
Yeah, that's true, I guess. Yep. For fighter pilots, it is.
Okay.
Bender, we're running late. We got that thing. I totally forgot.
Oh, we got a thing.
Yeah.
I'll text Julian and see if he can.
I just did.
I think he can Rolex, or maybe we just join him into the bro chat.
What's, you got another interview lined up?
Yeah. Well,
what's this specially, or is it a background or just a person?
Julian from Crowdbotics. So Crowdbotics is full up. Crowdbotics defense. I don't know the non-defense side of it. I'm sure they're full up too, but.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, that sounds interesting. So now everyone has if they're listening to the bro chat, because I'm sure the bro chat will come up for this.
Yeah.
Or
the, yeah, like we're feeling like they're a part of this process making it happen.
Yeah, our poor planning. Well, everybody already knew we did poor planning.
This one was out. The best part is like, hey, let's Rolex 30 minutes. And then, like, that's spin alpha. Like, you're not going to then speed back up. And they're like, hey, we can go early. You know,
so, oh, shoot.
Yeah, solid. Yeah. Well, 30 minutes spin, that's like 10 spins.
Like
spin Juliet. Is that?
Yeah. Good math there.
Yeah. Andrew. Well, my name starts with a J. So that's probably.
You know? Holy cow. I think that's
10.
Yeah.
Somebody check that. Check that.
Yeah. Or just don't.
Use my just fingers and toes.
Trust him. Yeah.
It's you were so confident in that. Like, I have no.
I'm laying no it down right. 10, J is 10. I'm saying it.
There you go.
Now, Rain is actually going to check it.
I don't think it's 10.
I think it is.
Is it 10?
I think it is.
Yeah, it's 10.
Pretty sure.
Nailed it.
See, you're way good.
See, my name starts with a J too, but I would have never known.
See, this is the stuff I lay awake at night. I'm like, I wonder what number my first initial is. That's 10.
It's the most random thing I've ever heard.
There you go. That's probably some password somewhere about the...
Bender's gonna get hacked now.
I just don't care anymore with my passwords. I'm like, whatever. Like, whatever. If they want it, they can get it. Here it is. So my passwords are exactly. China.
Yeah, you see what China's doing to me.
Yeah,
they're just erased my FSS and disabled the ability to communicate to the mothership for me. So
I think they just raid. They just like have special teams that read the RAND studies that the Air Force produces of all the things that are broken. Like, oh, yes. Yeah, let's exploit this.
They're probably the only ones that read it.
Yeah, they're the only ones.
Yeah.
For
sure. Yeah. Well, do you guys need to run? And
we got to hustle. But this was awesome. What do you guys got before I do the outro? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think the outro.
You got to end with a flying story, Vader. What do you got?
All right.
I think people listen. They want to listen to airplane stuff. And we just talked about how bad.
Well, real quick. Flying story. Yeah, so I was flying. It's flying with one of the guys who've been flying the C model for a while, and so he did in the F-16. It would be known as like a pet trick, where it's like it's not really your tactic, but you're going to do it. And if the guy doesn't know what's going on, it's going to work like a charm. And that's exactly what happened. So he did like a quick break, and then immediately just like unloaded and held his airspeed. So he was not slowing down at all. So I like immediately, I'm offensive for dogfighting or BFM. And I like immediately pull him under under the gun like sight, and I'm like, oh, here we go. And I'm about to turn the gun on, and I see I have negative closure. So the jet is telling me that like the range is rapidly opening, and I was like, something's wrong here. And it takes me like 2 seconds to figure it out, and that's when I'm like, oh, shoot. And I unload, and the fight was already over. So he beat me, I'd say 2 seconds is probably a generous amount of time, but he probably beat me within a second of the fight's on. Like, it was like, fight's on, game over. And I was like, I'm
worthless. Yeah, but the problem with that is, like, obviously that's a pet trick for a gun-only BFM set, but that guy's going to get housed. Like, you can't just, like, roll out and speed up in front of somebody. They're going to shoot you with all the missiles that they have. The F-35 doesn't have very many missiles, but I don't know if you've been studying Russian fighters and Chinese fighters, but they have a crap ton of missiles.
They've got a few.
And they're all going to go up the tailpipes of that guy who's just like, I'm going to go 350 knots and outrun this gun.
Yeah, well,
it's like check and extend.
420 knots.
420 knots.
Oh, yeah, it was fast.
Yeah, did I tell you about the DC? I think I stopped the conversation last time about the DCA, but it did end with a the low strikers. So they were at, and one of them, it has the qual down to 100 feet. So he's at 100 feet going 530 knots up these canyons, like to try to make it to the mission fail line. And so one of our guys rolls in and he's got no missiles left, of course, because he's an F-35. So he's like, I'm going to kill him with the gun. So he's at like 570, which is like, that's our airspeed limit is up around there. And he's only down to 300. So he can only, you're like button to 300 feet. And he's trying to gun this guy at 300 freaking feet. And they take 54 miles of this fight, like of him trying to gun this guy all the way up to the mission fail line. And there's two other fighters who have now checked in. And they're just like above, like watching this all happen. They all have missiles. But at this point, the fighter pilot's like, it's Iron. But Iron's like, nope, I'm not. I'm going to gun this guy. And finally, like 10 miles before the mission failed, all the other fighters are just like, Fox 3. So they shoot him like 4 times just to like kill him. So Iron didn't get the gun kill because at 100 feet and 530 knots, it is impossible to gun somebody. So like that ain't going to happen. But it was fun to watch the whole thing kind of go down.
It's a point of pride. It's like, I will
gun this guy.
Yeah. That's great.
All right. Atro us, Vader.
All right. Sweet. Hey, thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate it. Next time we're going to not only plan it, but we're going to plan a guest and it's going to be real great. Just hang on. That's what I
definitely asked. Maybe.
Yeah, that's right.
We could just edit a guest into here.
That's right. It's true. Just AI. Have a person sitting there.
AI.
Yeah, oh man. Yes. Yeah. ChatGPT's got our back. All right. We got to get out of here. All right, we got to get out of here.
The Afterburn Podcast is a proud supporter of Guns, Gear, and Memorial Foundation, helping our veterans and their families when they need it most. To learn more, visit gunsgearin.com/rain.
Good news, bad news. All those spam and text calls you've been getting lately? Well, that's a result of your information having been sold by third-party data brokerages, or it's been stolen and sold to nefarious people. Ticketmaster recently had a data breach where 560 million users' information was stolen and sold in the dark web. This included their names, physical addresses, email addresses, credit card information, and much more. Best case scenario, this just ends with more annoying phone calls and text messages. Worst case, it's going to end in fraud and you're really going to be in the hurt locker. That's why I've been using a service called Aurora for over a year now. I've talked about it on the podcast before, but not only do they monitor the dark web and the internet for my information in case it is involved in a breach, they go right to work removing your information from these data brokerages. When I signed up, they identified over 60 that had my information and went right to work removing me from these data brokerages. Now, yep, you could do this yourself, but each one of these data brokerages has its own policies and procedures, and I have no idea how you would even start trying to remove yourself from these services, let alone how much time that would take. But Aurora does that, as well as they offer a whole suite of tools to keep you safe, including a VPN, antivirus, password management, parental controls, and identity theft insurance. You get this all in one app, one place, so it's super simple. And you can do this with a 14-day risk-free trial. Super simple, and if you don't like it, you just cancel anytime. It's not complicated. At a minimum, you can take a look and see what information of yours is out there lurking on the web right now. Use the link down below in the description or go to aurora.com/afterburn and you get 14 days risk-free, cancel anytime, super easy, and take the first step in protecting yourself out there on the interwebs. That's the good news, by the way.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.